Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. This is Justin Asiri with episode number 179. Just a quick in-between episode to give you a couple quick updates as well as a very, very big thank you. Updates first, I had an exceptional interview this morning with Andy Chan. Andy was the director of the Career Management Center at Stanford Graduate School of Business. That means he was leading the department responsible for helping us all find jobs. He worked there for 9 or 10 years and then went on to Wake Forest to do really similar work. So in our interview, we talk about his experience of nearly 20 years now of advising students in finding their ideal career. And even before all of that, he worked in education technology startups. I thought this was the best interview I've ever done in terms of the content that it's going to deliver to the Beyond the Uniform audience. It was it's about a 40-minute interview. It is so densely populated with quality advice about how to figure out what you want to do and how to approach your job search. It's going to be one of the first episodes I think that every single listener should listen to more than once. I know that I'm going to listen to this one again just because even I got a lot out of it in terms of just thinking about career and career growth. So keep an eye out for that. If you're listening to this in real time, it's going to be coming out on Monday, June 4th, this coming Monday. Let's see, is that right? June 4th. Yeah, June 4th, that's going to be coming out. A couple other episodes to keep an eye out for. These are ones that I have scheduled but have not yet done. I've got two more interviews related to blockchain and cryptocurrency. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Stephanie Vaughn's episode, check that out. She was kind enough to introduce me to a few other veterans in the space. So we've got more episodes coming out about blockchain, cryptocurrency, financial tech. I've got an episode lined up with an author. I think it's going to be a really, really good, more skills-based and relationship-based episode. I've got an episode lined up with a veteran who runs a 50-person company. He's president of a company that provides in-home senior care. It's pretty different than any interview that I've done, so I was excited to come across that one. And then I was recently at Service to Schools weekend conference. Really, really grateful to meet so many of you in person. It means a lot, those of you that came up. It was great to have some faces there. I appreciate the kind words, and it was really exciting meeting in person with so many people. But I was able to videotape a couple of the sessions there. I haven't had a chance to see if the audio came out well, but if so, I'll send those out as episodes too. So lots of episodes coming your way. But most importantly, I wanted to give a massive thank you to all of you listeners. We just passed, at the start of this month, we actually flew by a new milestone, which is 80,000 podcast listens. That's in over 24 different countries. And so for those of you who have been listening to the show, those of you who have been helping me spread the word, thank you so much. It's a really big milestone, and I consider that a community achievement that we've built something together that is useful and continues to add value. Along with that, I just wanted to give a couple shout-outs to some recent reviews on iTunes. I know it's kind of a strange request to ask for these iTunes reviews. It seems to be a really effective way to get the word out about the show. It's also made us the number one rated podcast related to military career transition, and that's strictly based on the number of reviews, so I really appreciate your contribution there. Steve Bain on May 22nd said this is an essential resource. This podcast is a must-listen for any service member, regardless of where you are in your career timeline. At some point, we all transition, and Justin's interviews offer transition advice, resources, potential careers, tips, networking advice, interview techniques, branding, etc. I recommend this podcast as a must-listen to fellow vets I mentor through their own transition. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Steve. Steve has been awesome behind the scenes, helping out with a lot of stuff. He's been the source of intros to multiple different people I've interviewed. He's been a source of feedback, and really appreciate your help on that, Steve. BPhil2 said, just thank you for what you do. This is without a doubt the best veteran transition resource for those thinking about making the jump. I listened to all your episodes and it has given me such great insights. You are really making a difference. It's like having a networking or mentoring discussion in each episode. Thank you. I appreciate that and glad to hear that. M. Bon Vivant on May 14th said, this is the number one podcast I recommend to peers considering transitioning or just anyone thinking of a career change. It's inspiring hearing about everyone's unique path to finding a career that suits their passions. Greatly appreciate the transition resources highlighted as well. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll be sure to keep on highlighting those resources in the show notes too. D. Corey 2018 said on May 13th, this is a fantastic and well-researched show. The interviews get at what transitioning members really need to hear. As a transitioning Marine Corps officer, this has greatly helped me explore careers prior to my MBA program. Awesome to hear. Good luck with the MBA program. I hope that the program continues to provide value. And then AV13 on February 24th said, can't recommend this podcast enough for service members to learn about what is out there. I'm in the process of transitioning after approximately 10 years on active duty, and this podcast has been invaluable in setting some expectations and helping to learn where I want to go. Bottom line, listen to this podcast if you want to learn about where a veteran can go. Justin, you are doing a fantastic job. Keep up the great work. I'm confident you are helping more people than you know. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That was one of the, you know, I flew out for the Service to School conference, literally flew out Sunday morning, flew back Sunday night. And it was so worth it, you know, to be at the conference, but to meet so many of you and hearing the great words. One last one, Andrew Mayes, January 22nd, had said, Beyond the Uniform is the first and only podcast that I ever listened to, and boy, am I glad I did. Justin is absolutely fantastic at synthesizing data, breaking it down, and communicating it in a manner that is extremely logically and easy to understand. His smooth jazz voice puts the listener at ease and gives a true sense that he is really passionate about helping transitioning service members and veterans. Justin is an excellent interviewer who enlists the help from top-notch successful vets to communicate incredible lessons learned from their own experience as they transition into the corporate and entrepreneurial environment. The impeccable structure of his interviewing style draws the listener into the story as it unfolds, so much so that I have pictured myself sitting with Justin as guest as they speak. BTU is a must listen for any transitioning service member. Andre, that's so rad. I love the smooth jazz comment. That's so rad. And I hope for all of you that it feels like we're sitting down together. And if we cross paths in person, I hope we can grab a beer or tea or kombucha or whatever your thing is. That's all for now. Thank you for reaching both of these milestones, both the 80,000 listens and number one iTunes rating. Looking forward to a lot more great interviews. And I would love feedback on Andy's podcast on Monday. This is I was riding the high all day long from this interview, and the wheels are spinning on doing a lot more interviews in this vein of doing maybe not just veterans, but anyone who can talk about resumes and interviewing and hiring and all the things, the skill sets that we all need. So give me your feedback, but I'm planning on trying to dig in more in that direction just to complement those interviews. So have a great week. Thank you all for the great help. Looking forward to celebrating another milestone very, very soon. And make sure you check out Monday's interview with Andy Chan. Talk to you soon.